Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL. This week's story is part two of Thidwick, the Big-Hearted Moose by Dr. Seuss, read by Sally Cassano. When we left Thidwick last week, his antlers had become home to birds, bugs, and other unwanted passengers, but he didn't want to be rude and evict them. Let's see how he handles his infestation.
A host has to put up with all kinds of pests, for a host, above all, must be nice to his guests. So you'd try hard to smile, and you'd try to look sweet, and you'd go on looking for moose moss to eat. But now it was winter, and that wasn't easy, for moose moss gets scarce once the weather gets freezy. The food was soon gone on the cold northern shore of Lake Winnebago. There just was no more, and all Thidwick's friends swam away in a bunch to the south of the lake where there's moose moss to munch. He watched the herd leaving, and then Thidwick knew he'd starve if he stayed here. He'd have to go, too. He stepped in the water. Then, oh, what a fuss! Stop! Screamed his guests. You can't do this to us. These horns are our home, and you've no right to take our home to the far distant side of the lake. Be fair, Thidwick begged, with a lump in his throat. We're fair, said the bug. We'll decide this by vote. All those in favor of going say aye, and those in favor of staying say nay. Aye, shouted Thidwick. But when he was done, nay, they all yelled. He lost 11-1. We win, screamed the guest, by a very large score, and poor, starving Thidwick climbed back on the shore. Then do you know what those pests did? They asked in some more. They asked in a fox who jumped in from the trees. They asked in some mice, and they asked in some fleas. They asked a big bear in. And then, if you please, came a swarm of 362 bees. Poor Thidwick sank down with a groan to his knees. And then came something that made his heart freeze. Bullets came zinging right past Thidwick's face. Guns were banging, binging all over the place. Get that moose, get that moose, Thidwick heard a voice call. Fire again and again and shoot straight, one and all. We must get his head for the Harvard Club wall. Thidwick took his heels with that load on his head. With 500 pounds on his horns, that moose fled. He could have run faster without all those pests, but a host, above all, must be nice to his guests. Up canyon, off cliff, over a wild, rocky trail, with bullets banging, bouncing around him like hail, up gully, through gulch, and down slippery sluice, with his hard-hearted guests raced the soft-hearted moose. Then finally they had him. Because of those pests, he had run out of luck. Because of those guests on his horns, he was stuck. He gasped. He fell faint, and the whole world grew fuzzy. Thidwick was finished, completely. Or was he? Finished? Not Thidwick, decidedly not. It's true, he was in a most terrible spot. But now he remembered a thing he'd forgot. A wonderful something that happens each year to the horns of all moose and the horns of all deer. Today was the day, Thidwick happened to know, that old horns come off so that new ones can grow. And he called to the pests on his horns as he threw 'em. You wanted my horns, now you're quite welcome to 'em. Keep 'em, they're yours. As of me, I shall take myself to the far distant side of the lake. And he swam Winnebago and found his old bunch and arrived just in time for a wonderful lunch at the south of the lake where there's moose moss to munch. His old horns today are where you knew they would be. His guests are still on 'em, all stuffed as they should be.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.